Okay. Our topic today, Kiddush Part 2. Not math. I know some of you are getting scared by what's on the board. Startled. Okay. So our topic today is going to be, what do you have to say as part of Kiddush during the day? Whether you can eat before Kiddush, both at night and during the day. And there's a difference there. And the last little section is going to be on, it's too little halachot on how to hold the cup. But the focus of today is going to be on, the bulk of the shiur is going to be on whether you can eat before Kiddush. But let's start with, what do we say during Kiddush of the daytime? So source one, the Gemara Psachim learns from the Pasuk, Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho, Zachor El Yayin B'Knisato. You have to make Kiddush at the start of Shabbos. And the Ela B'Layla, Bayomi Nayim. Where do we know that you have to do it during the day too? Tamalum or Zachoret Yom HaShabbat, Yom HaShabbat. You have to make Kiddush during the day as well. So what do you make during the day? Be'yom Mai Mevarech, Amar Rav Yehuda, Borei Priya Gafen. Just have to make the bracha on the wine. In fact, the Gemara tells the following story. Rav Ashi Iklon Mechuzah, Rav Ashi once went to visit a certain town. So they decided to honor him. Let him be the one to make Kiddush. So what did he do? Amar, Borei Priya Gafen. That's all he had to do. He didn't say Mishamru. He didn't say Zachor. He didn't say Imtashiv. He just said the bracha of a Gafen. Now, the Magen Avraham, source 2.
So it's
in Baruch HaTashim, Baruch HaTashim, Borei Priya Gafen. Yes, that part's clear. I mean, you can just say the words Borei Priya Gafen.
No
Asher Kedishan, no.
Well, he just said the words Borei Priya
Gafen. No. That's not what he said. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Priya Gafen. Yes, the bracha on wine. But no psukim. No Mikadesh Shabbos like at night. Just Borei Priya Gafen. Okay, so the Magen Avraham in source 2 cites the Chulo Maram. He said that he made Kiddush in his home, Kiddusha Rabba, Bamar Hatam, Lefi Shehu De'oraita. He had this certain time that he made sure that he had a fast for whatever reason. And he said it was a problem that I fasted then because I missed out on a certain mitzvah. And which mitzvah was that? That was the mitzvah of making Kiddush. Making Kiddush, he thought, was a mitzvah d'oraita, even during the day. We're going to see that that's generally not the accepted view. The accepted view would be, what are we doing during Kiddush? We are saying that this day is holy. We're separating it from the other days that aren't as holy. So when do you have to do that? At night or during the day? You have to do that at the start of Shabbos. When Shabbos begins, we want to say, now, here on in is holy. What are we doing the next morning? What's the point of telling us that the day that's already existed for 12 hours or longer is holy? So he thought it was d'oraita, but many others say it's not. The Ramban, Al HaTorah, Source 3, Parshat Shemot, Sefer Shemot, Perichah, Pasuk Chet, Aval B'yom Asmachta, you don't have to make Kiddush at all, midoraita. It's enough to make Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. And certainly, to make Kiddush over wine is even more of an asmachta. And the Rambam Paskins, source 4, Umitzel levarech al yayin biyom haShabbat kodem shiyitzo tzuda shniya. You have to make a bracha on wine during the day before your second meal. V'zewa nikra kiddusha rabba, the great Kiddush. Okay, we're going to discuss this word, the great Kiddush. Is it really the great Kiddush? Okay, it's referred to as kiddusha rabba, the great Kiddush. Why? But he says, make the great Kiddush. How do you do it? Mivarech borei pri agafen bilvad. You just make the bracha on wine. No psukim, no mekadesha shabbat, just psukim. It says the Ravid, commenting right there, it's almost funny. So you have to be the Ravid to say it about the Rambam. You shouldn't say things like this about the Rambam. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, I used to think, when I was Shan Aleph and I came, the first time I saw every Ravid except for a certain Svarim, the Ravid either starts with Amar Avram or Katav Ravid, etc. But very often, like 12 out of the 14 Svarim of the Rambam, he starts with Aleph Aleph, stands for Amar Avram. So this is the Ravid speaking. So I used to think that Aleph Aleph stood for Efshar, impossible, because he was always commenting on the Rambam and saying, this is impossible. So there's a good reason why I thought that. Here's one of those reasons why I thought that Aleph Aleph stood for Efshar. But it stands for Amar Avram. It says, Bechaye Roshi, on the life of my head, Imi Svara Amra, if this was his logic, if he said it as rather than out of a proof, he said this out of logic,
Lo's...
What?
It's Ravid
Avram. Ravid is Avram. Okay. The Aleph of Ravid. B'chai Roshi, Imi Svara Amra, Lo Savar Mi Yamav Svara Pechuta Mizo. If this was his logical thought process, this was the least logical thing he ever said in his life. Ulefi Shekaru Kedusha Rabo Yatzalo Ve'ein HaKlum. Because they call it Kedusha Rabo, it was misleading to him. It's nothing. It's Kedusha Rabo. Isn't really great. Shekvar Nekadesh Hayom B'Knisato Alayayim Kolem Sheyidu. Said they already had to make Kiddush Friday night. So during the day, there is no Kiddush. So they said you had to make Kiddush during the day, and that source one in the Gemara says also make Kiddush during the day. Asmachtahi. That's an asmachta. Yes, you should also make Kiddush in the day because the rabbis wanted you to. It's a nice thing to do. Wine gives your Suuda greater kavod. When we drink wine, we sing Hashem Shivach, we sing Shevach and Halal to Hashem, much nice, you know, it's much nicer.
So just like beautifying
mitzvah. Beautifying it. But it's not a kiddush. So he doesn't understand why the Rambam says mitzvah, levarich aliyah, yom shabbat. He says if it's a svara, this is the dumbest svara he ever said. That's what the Ravid said. Source 5, the Ran. The Ran is the one who tells us explicitly that the words kiddusha rabba, the great kiddush, shouldn't be taken literally. The Ran is discussing the following question. Let's say you only have enough money to buy kiddush for one meal. You only have enough to buy one cup of wine. Which meal should you use it for? If kiddusha rabba, the great kiddush, is really kishmo kenu, meaning it's really great, as its name would imply, so then you would think that you should use it for the daytime kiddush, correct? But, says the Ran, Mishum de kvod yom adav mi kvod laila, ra'u chachamim lasod vayom zecher l'kiddush. The kavod of the day is greater than the kavod of the night. We're going to see in what way that manifests itself in a second. And therefore, even though the real kiddush is at night, the chachamim said you should have like a zecher l'kiddush during the day. We should do Me'en a kiddush. So we're going to have some wine and you're going to make our guffin. Maybe you should say some sukkah, we'll see in a second. But it's only like a pantomime of the real kiddush that we did at night. For oh, so the fish ain't on them shira ella alayay and came into my barchan alayay with chila shaloka derek sharasudo. Have again shira v'shevach kedusha tel shalayom. So because we start the lunchtime with wine and you're going to sing all the wonderful Svira Shabbos, the daytime Svira are so beautiful. So we're going to do it over the cup of wine. We're going to have a cup of wine there. And the fact that they call it Kedusha Rabba, Karu Kedusha Rabba, Lekinoi, it's a nickname. And not an accurate one. Lefisha Eino Ikar Kedusha Laila. It's not as fundamental and integral as the Kiddush at night. Vizutar Shire, it is much less, much smaller, much lower in stature. Kidikarina Nesamya Sagi Nahor. Like we call a person with less light. A blind person has no light. Why would we say less light? It's a much nicer way of phrasing it. So in other words, it's actually a misnomer. Kiddush Rabba, the great Kiddush? Why are we calling it the great Kiddush? Because it's the inferior Kiddush, because you feel bad for it, right? What's your name?
Sam.
That's Sam, because you feel bad for it. So this Kiddush is inferior. This Kiddush is less important. So they gave it a name, the Great Kiddush. Shouldn't feel so bad. Maybe there's Musar there for us to take. But in terms of literal psak halacha, it is inferior. So why would they call it Kedusha Rabba? So according to the Ran, it's because to make it not feel bad. Okay. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins la'alacha in source 6. Im ein yado masege liknot yayin l'kiddush, you don't have enough money to buy wine. Ula achin tzarche su'uda l'fod alayla, u'l'fod ayom, u'l'kiddush ayom. You need money for your meal at night, your kiddush at night. Your meal during the day, your kiddush during the day. Something's got to go. You don't have enough for all of them. So what's the order of precedence? Says the Shulchan Aruch, mutav sheyikne yayin l'kiddush alayla. The first for making kiddush at night. It's more important than having food at that meal. And it's more important than having wine during the day. So the night is more important for Kiddush. And we have a braita that says, Kvod Yom Kodem Lechvod Laila, which is what the Ran started with, remember? Mishum Lechvod Yom Adif Lechvod Laila. So how has that manifested itself? If the nighttime is going to be the moment of the Kiddush, and the daytime is not going to be because you can't afford it, how is the kavod of the daytime going to be more than nighttime? It says, so if you have enough for just one Kiddush, then nighttime is precedent. Takes precedent. But if you have enough for just one meal, or nice meal, maybe just basic meal and a fancier meal, so just one fancy meal, which meal should get to be fancier? That should be your daytime shalat. Hainudavka v'shar tzarchisudah. If you only have one cup, so you're only going to make kiddush one time, which one gets it? Kvod laila kodem lechvod yom. Okay, what happened to being kedusha rabba? So the Rashi actually says it's called kedusha rabba. Or Rashi on Gemara Pesachim there says berei priya gafin va'afi karele kedusha rabba da'akulu kedusha amrile. Kiddush in general is great. It's not the daytime one. He says, don't think it's referring to the daytime one. All the kiddushes together are kedusha rabba. This great thing we do as kiddush. That's how Rashi gets out of it. In other words, what is Rashi's assumption? That the lunch kiddush isn't great. So we've seen now two answers. The lunch kiddush is known as the great kiddush. That was how I started. So one answer we saw was the Ran, who said it was so it wouldn't feel bad, let's say. Or as a euphemism, positive nickname. And Rashi says it's not referring to lunch, it's referring to all of Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch, in fact, source 8, says during the day as well, just like at night, you have Shulchan Aruch, you have to have your table set, umita mutzad yafen, your bed has to be made, umapa prusa, you have to have a tablecloth out, kemo v'sudan alayla, just like at night. Again, he doesn't mention anything else but the bracha on wine. Vahu nikra kedusha rabba. And commenting on those words, the Mishnah Brura says the following: Yesh noagin niftoach mitchila pasuk v'shamru bnei Yisrael v'gomer. So some people use those psukim. Oh, zachor yom shabbat ad vaykadoshev. Some people use those psukim too. V'yesh me'ha'amon, there are lots of people shepotchin me'al kein berach. They start with the words al kein berach and yom hashem v'gashayu sabri v'ruchat hashem v'kein makom v'ribri agafen. What is al kein berach? Says the Mishnah Berurah, shelo kedin, they're doing it wrong. Because al kein berach is actually in the middle of a pasuk. They're just saying that half of a pasuk before agafen says that's wrong. Because we have a rule, we don't recite a pasuk unless we recite the whole pasuk. This comes up very often in many areas of halacha. So there are a few answers given. I've seen Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Perush Al Torah says that it was when you say it as a tefillah, it's different than when you're reciting it as a pasuk. Because otherwise you have other issues. For example, when he says the Bikurim, they had to recite a whole text when they brought the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. At the time, they had a rule that whenever you said Torah Shebichtav, you had to read it. You couldn't recite it without reading it. So what, they're going to pull out the Torah while they're carrying the basket of fruit in order to read the text? He said, no, because there, it's part of a ceremony, it's part of a tefillah, it's not, I'm saying this is a pasuk. So that is the answer many give, but know that there's an issue, according to many poskim, Mishnah Berurah included, to say half a pasuk, so therefore he doesn't like the minhag of those who just say al kain. You should say the whole pasuk beforehand. Or not say the pasuk, because the strict halacha, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, is you just need hagafen at the daytime kiddush. Yes, Sam, you had a question.
Yes, if I proceed with the shamru.
If you say the shamru.
Yeah, I've seen people.
Say the shamru, then al kain.
Yeah.
So al kain is really the ending of Zachor. It's the last line of the paragraph of Zachor. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I do too. Meaning, I say the shamru. And I don't say Zachor, but I do say Al-Kain, because that was what my family did, and so that's why as soon as I read that Mishnah Berurah, I went and looked around to see if there's any justification for my minhag. So I found one, but it doesn't mean it's not the most problematic minhag, but even the Mishnah Berurah admits it's a very prevalent minhag, because the Yeru used the words Meha Hamon. A lot of people do it that way. So, if that's what your family does, you can leave it. You can leave it. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to stone anyone. Okay. Now we're going to move to the topic of eating before kish. The Gemara Psachim, Daf Kuf Hayam et Aleph, Source 10. Amar Rav, Kishem Sheh Shabbat Kovat L'Maser, Kach Shabbat Kovat L'Kiddush. Once Shabbat starts, that's when the obligation to recite Kiddush begins. So you might think, now we're not going to get into Avdallah here, that can be for a different class at a different point in the year. I know some of you after Kiddush are itching to get to the Bishul, so we can do that first, but if we have time towards the end of the year, we can do Hilchot Avdallah. But the Gemara says, you might think that just like you can't keep eating on Shabbos without making Kiddush when Shabbos starts, you might think that you can't keep eating on Motzei Shabbos until you make Avdallah. So the Gemara says that's not true. Meaning if you're in Shabbos Shudas and you haven't benched it, you can keep eating well into the night. It's only you can't start eating unless you... Meaning once you've started while it was still Shabbos, you can keep eating into the night even though it's dark and you could theoretically bench and make Avdallah. Bench, daven, marav, and make Avdallah. You don't have to yet. You're allowed to keep your Suda going. Correct. Once it's dark, correct. You can't eat after benching before Marv and Avdol. You can keep the meal going. That's exactly the point that it's making. You can keep the meal going. If the meal started appropriately before Shkia, it can keep going well after Tzeit. So, Amar Lu Rav Amram, Hachi Amar Rav, the Kiddush Kavat, the Lo Lavdol Kavat. Shabbos means you have to make Kiddush. But the end of Shabbos doesn't mean you have to make Avdolah. Meaning you have to make Avdallah to end Shabbos, but you don't need to make Avdallah second Shabbos ends. Mahani mili le'inyan mifsak delo mifaskina. This is about stopping once you started eating. Avalatchule, to begin eating, lo machilina. You don't begin eating Motzei Shabbos once you could, in theory, make Avdallah. Well, mifsak, and that which we said, you don't stop, lo namiya. If you were drinking, let's say, Friday afternoon, and then you're sitting there drinking, and you have a cup full of liquid, and so you're halfway done in the cup, and you see it's getting dark, do I have to stop drinking? So according to this Gemara, don't paskin yet, according to this Gemara, no, you're allowed to keep drinking. If you were eating, you would have to stop eating in order to and make kiddush in order to continue eating. But you don't have to stop drinking. And even when we said you would have to stop drinking, when we say that you don't have to stop drinking, we're not talking about wine and alcohol, we're talking about water. So you're allowed to keep drinking water even though you haven't yet made kiddush. Says the Rambam, Paskinim la'alacha, Source 11, Hilchot Shabbat, Perakov Tet, Halacha Hey, Asa la'adam le'chol alishto yayin, you can eat or drink wine. Misha kiddush hayom achi kaddush. From once Shabbos began until you make kiddush. Okay? See how he phrased that? What can you do? You can't eat, and you can't drink what? Wine. He didn't say you can't drink water. Okay? That's the deal to make. That same deal the Gemara was making. Not chamra and shichra, not wine and beer. Maya let lumba. No problem with water. V'chei mishiyatza yom, so too, when Abdullah comes, aslo lahachil, you can't begin eating. Lecho v'lishto v'lasa malacho, can't begin eating, can't begin drinking, can't do labor. Olitom klum achiyavya. You can't taste anything until Abdullah, if you didn't begin it properly on Shabbos. But, if you're stuck and it's Motzei Shabbos, you're dying of thirst. Not literally dying, but you're very thirsty. Lishtor hamayim mutar. You're allowed to drink water. The Rashba in source 12 was asked the following question. Mahu lishtor hamayim kolim shiyakadish. In mutar kamo havdala olo. Can you drink water before Kiddush Friday night? Just like we can drink water before Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. And he said, Tshuva, Mistabra, Da'afilu mayim asar lishtot. Even drinking water is asar. Mishom da asar litom klum achi kaddish. You can't taste anything until you make Kiddush. Amru, Alma kolti ma'asura. Any tasting is asar. When it comes to Kiddush, we're makbid even on water. And this is the minhag. And even if you can show me that technically the Rambam and the Gemara imply or say or infer that you can drink water before Kiddush Friday night, that is not the minhag, and the minhag of Yisrael has become Torah. Sam.
Night
Kiddush. We're going to get to day Kiddush. There's going to be a difference. Yes. There's going to be a difference, specifically regarding water. Okay? But, so we saw the Gemara implying that drinking water Friday night, even though you haven't made Kiddush, was allowed. The Rambam says so explicitly. Also. And says this Rashba, that's, he doesn't like the logic, and even if that's not true, the Minhag isn't that way. And Minhag Yisrael Torah. Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, source 13. Aser lidom klom kodam shiyakadesh. You can't taste anything before Kiddush. Afilu mayim, even water. He paskins like the Rashba. Vafilu imhichil mibod yom tzarech lafsik. And even if you began during the day, you must stop. Says the Mishnah Berurah. B'shari lirchotz piv b'mayim deim mechavin lanatima. If you need to rinse out your mouth because you have some kind of something in your mouth that's bothering you, it's not an isser on putting water in your mouth. It's an isser on drinking. So you let it rinse out of your mouth. Based on that, the Shutman Chat Yitzchak was asked if somebody needed to take medication. And they're sitting there waiting for the, when are the men going to come home from shul? How long is the rabbi's drasha? How long are they dancing around after shul? What's going on? And meanwhile, they're sitting there waiting to take medication. So the Minchat Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, who lived in Europe, he lived in Hungary, and then later moved to Manchester, England, came out based in there, and then he made, it's hard to say he made Aliyah, because he wasn't what's called one of the Tzionim, he was the head of the Eda Haridit, but he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he became out based in there as well. And he has 10 volumes of Tshuva, the Minchat Yitzchak, covering a broad range of topics, especially medical ethics, but he was asked here about taking a pill. He didn't know. He died in 1989. And he was asked, and he said, a mutter le'isha. He was asked about a woman, because she was not in shul. She was waiting for the men to come home from shul and make kiddush. Likach kador im tzat mayim lerufuah acharei hadlakat neiro ber Shabbat Kodesh. So she's lit candles, it's Shabbos. Can she take a pill with water? With autonomy name, so he goes through the whole thing and he says, here's my conclusion. She's only having a little bit in order to swallow a pill. She's not really going to get benefit from the water in terms of quenching her thirst. It's just to help the pill go down. The odds are she doesn't even have to make a bracha When you just take a pill with a drop of water, you don't need to make a bracha on that water. If you're going to drink more of it, then you have to make a bracha on more. But you don't have to, just to get the pill done, you're going to have that little shot cup of water that they sometimes give you in the doctor's office, let's say. So you don't need to make a bracha on that amount of water because it's not being drunk. You're not drinking it to quench your thirst. Vaari, they call him Menashmashon, and could be in this questioner who is still Menashmashon, she just lit candles and remembered she needed a kapel, Veloid Palo Ravit, she didn't have Marge, Shepherd Yeshla Akhachel, Apiachon Lakadesh, even if she can make Kiddush on her own. Yeshla is a Tam, if there's some reason she doesn't want to make Kiddush. Kigon Shemam Tenet al Bala, Lotzia, the Kiddush Makam Suda, because she wants the better Kiddush, which is Kiddush Makam Suda, and she wants her husband to be Motzi her, Yotseva Zek, Hinala, and Yadaiti, he was Mikkel for her. To take this pill. Okay. That was regarding Friday night. Now let's move to Shabbos day. Source 16. The Rambam says, Mitzvah levarich al yayin b'yom ha-Shabbat, kodem shehisod suda shniya. You have to make a bracha on the wine Shabbos day before you have lunch. V'asa lo la'adam shehitam klum kodem shekadesh. So the Rambam says, same rule. You can't taste anything before you make Kiddush Shabbos day.
So what was halacha when I said, that we can have water or
if you're really, really, really shasat chak. Okay, but I wouldn't lichachila have water. Okay, because the Rashba says the minhag is not to have water, minhag is so Torah. But know that the shita does exist, the Rambam and the Gemara and the Pshat Gemara. And why does it exist? For the shasat chak cases, like the minchas yitzchak case, like if you need to take a pill, or if you're extremely, you know, if it's really hot and you just came home. And you don't want to dehydrate, so you can have a bit just to get you over. But again, not the lechachila. We're talking real shadat chak, because the prevalent minhag yisrael Torah. The daytime we're about to see could be slightly more lenient, though the Rambam doesn't say it. He says asu litom shi'itam klum kodem shekadesh. Source 17, the Shulchan Aruch says. Don't take paskins like the Rambam. Don't taste anything beforehand, like at night. But drinking before davening, you're allowed to have water then.
What does the Rambam say about water?
The Rambam says about water during the day? Awesome. Nah.
Nah.
Yeah. Lo yitam klum. Okay?
Didn't we say
water's
okay?
Yeah.
So why is it being warm up in
there? Because the night was the water was okay once you had started beforehand drinking. You're allowed to continue drinking water at night, even though you haven't been kiddish. In the day, it's not continuing. It's talking about starting drinking water. So he's consistent that way. But, so this is the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to drink water before davening because you don't yet have the chovah of Kiddush. There's obligation to make Kiddush begins once you've davened Shacharis. It's a very prevalent minhag. It's, even though we normally don't like anybody eating or drinking anything before davening, though you're allowed to have water always, is some people drink coffee. So on Shabbos, there's a whole, I'm not going to get into that sugya right now, there's a whole discussion because davening's a bit longer, and that means you're going longer without your morning cup of coffee, and people really need their cup of coffee in the morning, and it'll help them get through the davening. So, so we're makel to allow you to have a cup of coffee, but certain poskim say, but it shouldn't have sugar, or it shouldn't have milk, or don't have the piece of cake with it that you always had, kafe mafe. So, whatever it is that your minhag is or your practice is, the idea is to limit it to the amount necessary for you to be able to focus on davening and survive davening. If need be. If you're a person who needs food in order to survive shacharis, I don't mean that they'll die, but to be able to look at a sitter and not leave davening with a headache. If you need a bite of food, then you're allowed to.
And should we make kiddush before that as well? No.
I wouldn't. Okay.
You should, isn't it?
Hushita is that? That's based on the Mishnah Berurah and Rav HaShulchan. All the posts deal with the question of coffee on Shabbos morning. But we could do that in a separate circuit than this one.
If you need to eat, you should rather just eat standard as opposed to Kiddush before davening.
We don't make Kiddush before you daven. If you have to eat a lot, then I would tell you to say bracha, make Kiddush, and eat a lot. But who has to eat a lot? Meaning,
like if somebody out, like you need something, so you want to have a, I don't know, a robot or something, you should rather just have it stop and
make a mizonah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Source 18. Nearly, dimitzapesh yavilo yamtin al kopanim al chatzorovayla. There is a difference between Friday night and daytime. And let's say you don't have any wine and somebody's about to bring some. So let's say somebody's going to fetch you some wine. So at night, we say, wait, don't start your meal, even if it means waiting until midnight. If it means waiting until midnight, at midnight, the wine doesn't show up, okay, start your meal. When it comes to daytime, you have no need to do that. Why don't you have to wait for wine? Why can't you just start your meal and have your meal even without wine? Because there does exist the shita that during the day you don't need kiddush in order to eat. You're allowed to eat before kiddush. So even though we ideally would not want you to rely on that, we want you to make kiddush beforehand, know that the shita exists, and therefore if you're stuck without wine, you can just eat. Okay? This is a theme that we're going to see throughout. We're going to be discussing, especially when we come to Hilchot Bishul, meaning to heating up the food on Shabbat. So a lot of times, it's very, very important to know even the shitos that we don't possibly make. Why? Because when you're stuck, you know how you can paskin like them. Or if somebody else does it, even though you don't paskin like that, because it's a valid psak, even if it's not our psak, that means you can rely on it when somebody else does it for you. That's going to be something that it's going to come up time and time again when we do that. So this is one such example. The Magen Avraham says explicitly, Yesh omrim shemot alachol kodem. Does he paskin that way? The Magen Avraham does not paskin that way. He is not somebody who says you can eat before Kiddush. But because that shita exists that says you can eat before Kiddush on Shabbos day, you don't have to wait for the wine if the wine isn't there. You don't have to wait till noon or any time. You don't have to wait. If the wine isn't there, you can eat, relying on that shita that he doesn't paskin like. Yes, who was raising his name?
Matthew. So you've got something else. So you've got,
yeah. Yes, we're going to do that in another week. Okay? The other things you can make kiddush.
No, but I'm saying like, is it...
You can make kiddush on beer, yeah.
But I'm saying like, so you can either wait for wine, and eat a bit before that, or you can make one there and eat after kiddush.
Right. So you're saying, is it better to wait for the wine or to have beer? During the day, I don't think you have to wait. You can make up whichever one you have then. Okay? That's the point. During the day, because kiddush itself is likely with the Rabbanon or an asmachta, meaning the Magen Avraham quoted the Maharam saying is the right of a most said is the Rabbanon. And itself, the wine, the point of kiddush al hayayin, is itself the Rabbanon, so now we're two removed. Throw in the shita that said you can eat before davening, eat before kiddush. So now you're adding in another tzad. So to tell me that you have to wait specifically for wine rather than making kiddush on beer during the day doesn't seem to be the psak. I know shuls where there's plenty of wine and the person still prefers to make kiddush on his scotch or whatever he makes kiddush on during the day, not at night. At night we need wine. Okay. Yeah.
Is the reason for it not because it is the right, or just because very strict?
Last week we discussed that it was most likely the Rabbanan anyway, because we said the right one was fulfilled in shul. But nonetheless, the minog and the start of Shabbos, and we want the meal to have tefillah, and we want the meal to be said shevach v'hallel over a cup of wine, so it has to begin with wine. It's a stronger Rabbanan than the one during the day. Correct. That is a good conclusion to make. Okay, now a short little bit. Shulchan Aruch, source 19. discusses how to hold the cup during Kiddush. Short little unit. Mekablo b'shtei yadav. You take it, the cup, with two hands. But when you're making the bracha, you hold it in your right hand. And you don't use your left hand. So you accept the cup of wine with both hands, but you hold it in only one hand. Now if you feel you're shaky and you need to give it a little help with the left hand, there's no heeder to just spill it all over and drop the cup. Okay? You're allowed to help your right hand with your left hand. The ideal is to be able to hold it in your right hand without that issue. Says the Rama. When we say that don't touch it with the left hand, that means don't touch the cup with your left hand. But to help to hold your right hand with your left hand, and the right hand's holding the cup, that's allowed. Lift it up above the table, a tefach. How much is a tefach? A fist. And because we want it to be the right size fist, so let's say like this. So lift it at least this high off the table. Vinotin bo enav, and you should look at it, shaloya seach taito, that your mind doesn't wander while you're looking around the room. And Sif Hei says, Yesh misha omer sheim amvarech iker, if he's a lefty, ochez hakos bimino shahuz smol kol adam. He should hold it in his, meaning when we say hold it in your right hand, it means hold it in your strong hand. And he too should hold it in his strong hand, which everybody else would refer to as his, as our left hand. So a lefty should indeed hold the kos in his left hand. And the Shulchan Aruch in source 20, actually the Ramah, says, "Ukishamakil yitein eino ben nero," he should look at the candles Friday night, "Ubishara kiddush v'koshal bracha." So before you start, look at the candles, and then look at your cup. That is how to hold the cup during Kiddush. So, any questions? Psak, halacha on any of this? Because
One quick question. You said if you talk about what the shita that says you can't eat before, you just pour the money around that thing for Kiddush in the day.
During the day?
Yeah.
He says it's a gay shomer. I mean, who is his gay shomer?
Yeah.
I mean, I could look it up for you, but I don't have it here. Other than that, that was another question. Okay, thanks for your time.
And you said also another thing is that you said that if you do have one, like they say, eat, then it would be better for brothers, because then it needs to start traffic, then it is an end.
Yeah, definitely. Meaning, rather than just a quick bite, you're saying to really eat? Definitely. Yes.
Should you stand and sit for you?
That's coming up. Okay, we're going to get to that. That's coming up in the following week. I don't remember if it was next week or the following one, but it's coming up. Okay.